This recording, Hunan 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So, she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleecy jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was a sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harris, kept calling "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then, Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harris, a millinery lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown is a very small city, and people lived there are very warm, and they live a peaceful life. And in recent years, my hometown has changed a lot, because I feel that the street become cleaner, and the people live a more rich life, maybe because the economy is more developed than before. My school days is very not exciting, but I think I will find something interesting to do. When I first began to learn English, I felt English is very difficult to learn, but then I found it interesting, because when you say English to others who don't know English, they will feel very puzzled and surprised. I like to say they are surprised else, maybe. 自曰学而学而时习之，不亦说乎？忧本日月方南，不亦乐乎？行不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？为君子而自曰事三本，一也以蔽之，曰事无邪。子有分孝，自曰君子孝者，日未能焉；子与犬马，皆能有焉，不敬何以蔽乎？子曰日己所以，过己所由，朝己所安，行也稍哉，行也稍哉。